be crazy enough or unlucky enough to end up in the water. The two men stood at the stern holding long poles capped with video cameras. There were several beats of the kind of absolute silence that you hardly ever get in life, eerie moments when time seemed to stop and even the birds became quiet. Then, 50 yards away, the ocean swirled into a boil. The dorsal fin of Myth and Nightmare rose from below and came tunneling toward them like a German U-boat, creating a sizable wake. The shark made a tight pass around the boat, pulling up just short of the stern. Its body, which was almost black as it broke the surface, glowed with cobalt and turquoise highlights underwater. "He's coming up!" Peter yelled. The whaler rocked. A massive triangle of a head lifted out of the water and, in a surprisingly delicate way, bit the back corner of the boat. Scott leaned closer and filmed. The shark's black eyes rolled. They could plainly see the scars all over its head and its 2-inch-long teeth, backed by rows of spare 2-inch-long teeth. Then, as quickly as it had come, the shark slipped beneath the surface, dove under the boat, and reemerged next to the seal. As the great white snatched the carcass, shaking it, bright orange blood burst from the sides of its mouth. "It's Bitehead," Scott said. He broke into a full-faced smile beneath